Good morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. I see 15 degrees on the thermometer as I came out the house this morning, Alan, and that's almost balmy around here right now.
Oh, yeah, it's almost tropical.
Well, how about this? We have the Linda here at WAMC, and we have to book events, and you know, we have a certain number of seats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this from Vermont, reporting our Pat Bradley. Burlington, Vermont police say Donald Trump's presidential campaign has given out 20,000 tickets for his event at a venue that has 1,400 seats. Mayor Merle Weinberger of Burlington says Vermonters value the First Amendment and robust political debate. I welcome Donald Trump and his presidential campaign to Burlington today. I am concerned, however, that the dramatic over-ticketing of the rally could mar Mr. Trump's visit.
Well, no, David, you know, the airlines sometimes sell a couple extra seats, too. But not that many. I mean, you know, that's pretty funny, all right.
Tactic?
Well, you know, the tactic is a lot of people get the tickets and they're grateful for them. But when they show up and there's no place, that's another whole story.
Now to New York, where the chairman of the New York State Republican Committee, Ed Cox, someone you talk to regularly for your Capital Connection program, says if Trump gets the Republican nomination, he would not only likely tone down his campaign style, but he would do well in New York.
Well, he is a New Yorker. He did build the Wallman Rink, you know, the old skating rink. It's now the Trump Rink. The carousel has Trump's name on it also. He's quintessential New York. I just wrote a column about that. But I don't know that he's quintessential New York in the right way. But, you know, the chutzpah factor and the getting out there in front of everybody and calling all your enemies names and the rest of it, it's at least entertaining and interesting. And that seems to be one of the things that is attracting so many people to his banner.
Well, entertaining and interesting mark the 2016 legislative session in New York, Alan. New York lawmakers kicked off their session yesterday, which is expected to be dominated by debates over government corruption, education funding, and Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposal to gradually raise the minimum wage to $15. Normally, we would have heard the State of the State address. It will be next Wednesday, along with the budget address.
Well, you know, the whole idea of creating a new Andrew Cuomo is afoot. And when we see all of the things that he is doing that creates this new Andrew, you understand what's going on. So another track on the Long Island Railroad wants to rebuild finally Pennsylvania Station and the Moynihan Building and doing all of those things and putting a fortune into infrastructure repair in upstate New York, because you can't do anything in New York City if you're not going to do equivalent for, quote, upstate, where he has not shown to be popular in the polls. So this is pretty much business as usual, but with, I think, a new kinder Andrew.
New York's foray into medical marijuana begins today, Alan. We, of course, have medical marijuana around our region in Vermont and Massachusetts, as well as proposals and ballot questions potentially for recreational use. New York will be perhaps the toughest state when it comes to this. You can't smoke it.
That's right. Can't smoke it. And I would say that there is a pretty effective distribution system for marijuana in New York. It's called organized crime. And, you know, you can't tax it because it's illegal. People are getting it. They're using it. Do we have any previous experience with this kind of thing? Let's see. Well, David, I suppose you could say that when we said you can't drink liquor in this country, we had some experience in how we could create organized crime and make it pay. And the same thing is going on here with marijuana. It's ridiculous.
What about a judge's decision in Alabama? The Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, Roy S. Moore, on Wednesday ordered probate judges in the state not to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, a move that could cloud the carrying out of the U.S. Supreme Court decision that legalized same-sex unions.
Well, this guy is apparently a very conservative man. He has decided that he is personally going to buck the Supreme Court of the United States in what they said. And he has judges who report to him or who are technically under him who are saying, we're not going to listen to this guy. We've been told what to do by the Supreme Court of the United States, and we're going to do it.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Okay, get those sunglasses on, shorts.
Oh, boy, I can't wait to go play a little tennis.